With Martin Bester.
Broadcasting from the highest restaurant in Southern Africa. Right now. Over 3,000 above sea level. That's where we are this morning.
Shoo.
He's also, if I'm sounding a little high this morning, we are very, very, very high.
Okay, very then. All right.
Very high up. So, the judges of America's Got Talent made an announcement that came through around 3 o'clock this morning. Now, just to give you a little bit of context, we're talking here about the Ndlovu Youth Choir from Limpopo. From what is that village called? Is it Mutse or Motse?
Motse, yeah.
Motse village in Limpopo. We had them on the show last year for a Friday Live.
Yes.
You'll remember this, Liesl.
Mm-hmm.
Just for those who don't, Joe, I don't know if you remember this or you know this.
Yeah,
but this
I've
them
heard about
on,
it. Yeah.
On this show, yeah, this was them on this show when they were here for a Friday Live where it all started.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So remember last year, towards the end of last year, I think it was, we had that fabulous Ndlovu Youth Choir on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Were they here for a Friday Live?
Yes.
Right? It was. We were so excited about them because we heard them doing an Ed Sheeran mashup. Remember this?
I'm in love with your body. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ed Sheeran didn't notice them, but guess who did? America's Got Talent.
Oh, you're from South Africa. Wow.
My name's Ralph Schmitz. I'm the conductor. So the song that we're going to sing for you today is called My African Dream. Couldn't be more perfect for today because it expresses hopes and dreams. And our dream is to let children around the world know that just because you're born in poverty, it doesn't mean that you are poverty.
You know, we've always been waiting for a choir like this, something we'd never heard before, and you, I'm going to remember. Well done.
Oh, yes,
on the line right now is the choir master who represented us there with his amazing Ndlovu Youth Choir. How did you get there? I mean, do you audition? Do you send them stuff? Or how do you get onto that kind of platform?
Well, we were quite lucky. They asked us to send a few tapes.
I mean, how lucky are you? From all the people in the world, they contact you and say, send us more. How the hell did they know about you?
Well, I suppose all our videos on YouTube, and one of the videos that they did say that they did see was our performance on Jack Grand FM last year when we did Shape of You.
Stop it.
I can't 100% confirm it, but that video that you guys made and we came to sing the studio Shape of You was one of the live videos that they liked, because I said, you know, but what about the music video that's had all the millions of views? And they're like, yeah, that's nice, but anyone can make a music video. That was raw and that was real. So that's what they were looking for. And so thanks to you guys.
Yay!
We're so proud of that, man. And of course, the next moment, they went on to the live rounds. And there was a big conversation around that when we had Ralph back on the show. I was still saying to him, you know, it was right about the time that Johnny Clegg died. And I was like, geez, it would be a nice tribute to Johnny if he had to do one of his songs. But they went with a song that's a lot more familiar to the Americans by U2. And I think they absolutely nailed it. And after that performance, the judges loved it, and the news came through about 3 o'clock this morning that they're going through to the semi-finals of America's Got Talent. And needless to say, Ralph and the choir, of course, they are so, so, so happy.
Hey guys, it's Ralph here from Ndlovu Youth Choir. It's flipping hell. It's amazing. It's crazy. We can't believe we're in the semi-finals of the world's biggest show, performing at the Dolby Theatre, home of the Oscars and the Grammys. We're a little choir from Mutse in Limpopo. So it's amazing. It's a dream come true. We're living the dream. We're loving it. And thanks to all the love we're getting from South Africa and all the Jacaranda FM listeners. We really appreciate it. And we promise to make you proud in the semi-finals. We might even do Los Lappi.
Lekker Los Lappi.
No one said that. Yeah, but no one said that.
No, we're okay.
At any given point in time. But okay, it's, you know, whatever. Goeie Afrikaans. Hey, how insane would that be if they goeie a bit of Afrikaans there on America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're listening this morning from the Mutse village in Limpopo, but you must be very proud. We're very proud. It's been a journey here on the show as well, going all the way back to that Friday Live. How proud are we, hey? How cool is that? Just so awesome. When are the semi-finals? We'll definitely be watching and keeping an eye on that. Imagine they win this thing. Hey?
I think they will. I'm putting it there. It's done. It's done. They're winning.
I think they could do this. Yeah. And then, of course, they can come back here to celebrate it here on Breakfast on Jacaranda FM. We've already... Don't worry. Megan already told Ralph. You're here first.
Yeah.
And he acknowledged that. He said yes. So, keep your eyes and your ears right here. Morta.
Got something you want to say? Yeah. Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at
Jacaranda.